Come on. I'm Michelle McNabb, Librarian Manager of the Family History and Genealogy Center at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. This is part 11 of Paulus F. Falk's recollections of attending Elkhorn College nearly a century ago. Paulus continues his account of his team's basketball season. Our next game was with Grandview College. I had scheduled the game without faculty permission. We had the crazy idea that it would be great fun to skip classes and slip off entirely on our own. We skipped classes all day Friday to make the trip. We lost that game too, but fared somewhat better than at Dana. We played on Friday evening and took a night train back to Atlantic in order to catch the train for Elkhorn, as we wanted to get back for the Exira game that evening. Quite a number of students were at the depot when we arrived, and as we started back to the college, a member of the second team came up to me and said, "Paul, I want to talk to you." So I fell back with him and we walked slowly for a little while. And then he said, "Promise me you will not tell anyone what I tell you." "All right," I said, "mum's the word." "You fellows will not get to play in the Exira game tonight." "Why not?" I asked. He replied, "You fellows have been suspended from playing in this game because you went on this trip without faculty permission." "How do you know this?" I asked. "The second team has been told that we will play this game," he answered. "Thanks," I said. "Now I know what's up, and don't worry, it's our secret." Arriving at the college, Mr. Debble was waiting for us in the front hall. I said hello and started for the stairs, and Mr. Debble said that he wanted to talk to us, and told us that we had stepped over the line when we went on the trip without faculty permission. The faculty had decided that I, Kierkegaard, and Svictor were not to play in the game with Exira. When I heard this, and especially the penalty meted out to the three of us, I got very angry and blew my top. Mr. Debble listened to my tirade for a little while, and then he quietly said, "Falk, hold your mouth before you get in too deep." I really liked and respected Mr. Debble, so I shut up and went up to my room, with the other two right behind me. We felt it was sort of a foul blow that had been dealt us three. Of course, I could not divulge the warning I had been given to the other two, so the surprise hit them pretty hard. After a while, the other two team members came up. They, too, must have had quite a conversation with Mr. Debble. This also angered me, so when Chris stuck his head in, I blurted out, "Well, what about it, Chris? Are you going to play?" "Of course not," he answered. "I told Mr. Debble we were just as guilty as you fellows, and not to expect me to play, and Lewis told him the same. But you know, we were in the wrong. We should have asked for permission before we took that trip." Both Lewis and Gerhardt backed him up on his position, and after some more discussions, Svictor and I both conceded that we should have asked for permission to go. I went in to Mr. Debble and apologized for my rudeness, and he told me to forget it. However, I had the feeling that he was not too satisfied with the administering of the penalty. So we were now back to the status quo ante bellum with Mr. Debble. Professor Jewell and the other two teachers went into a deep freeze for a while, but they finally thawed out and everything got back to normal again. We helped the second team get ready for the game and gave them all the moral support that larynx and lungs could contribute, but to no avail. Exira was too much for them. Exira, of course, was jubilant that they had won that game from Elkhorn College. This game closed the basketball season. We felt that we had set something of a record with the number of games played, even though we came out on the short end of the stick, 5 lost and 1 won. We had had the opportunity to visit 2 other Lutheran schools and learned a little bit about how they operated and lived. All in all, it had been quite an experience for us, and we were quite proud of our accomplishment. We'll get back to academics next time. I'm Michelle McNabb from the Danish Immigrant Museum. Ha' det godt i dag.